You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the Magic speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. The crowd here? You, never seen a swell-looking bunch of crumbs. Or, as the English called them, croutons. Well, you see, Gertrude Lawrence is coming down here tonight, so the crowd all dressed up formal. Yeah, practically everybody is wearing shoes. Well, except Moriarty, of course. He didn't have an 18 coupon, so he just went out and got a pedicure. Yeah. Huh? Gertrude Lawrence, Duffy. She was in that play, Lady in the Dark, about a dame and a psychiatrist. Yeah, and then I'm doctors of psychology. Huh? Well, you know, he's a guy you go to when you're doing all right, you're feeling all right, and you're looking all right, and he tells you what's wrong. Yeah, it's for people with twisted mentals. Why is Gertrude Lawrence coming down here? Well, since Noel Coward is in England, she probably said to herself, whom in America is most logical to be Noel's predecessor? So, whom else would the whom be but yours truly, whom? Well, pip, pip, Duffy, old Scrooge. I'll phone you back fortnightly. Look, Eddie.
Yes, Miss Doc.
Eddie, you won't believe this.
That's right, but go ahead.
Eddie, for the last 3 nights, believe it or not, I have had a dream where Gertrude Lawrence comes to me and she says, Archie, you are the next Noel Coward. Sit down and write me a play. If you don't, you're a jerk.
Miss Lawrence say jerk?
Yeah, Eddie, funny words for an English dame to use, ain't it?
Well, they have them over there, too. So, you are the next Noel Coward, huh?
Oh, next don't you? Yeah. Well, Gertie Lawrence ain't the first one said so. Plenty of people say that I'm just as good as Noel Coward.
Who say that?
Who says it? Who should I know? I don't go around eavesdropping. So, anyways, I wrote this play.
Why?
Eddie, I had to. I had to dream, didn't I? You want me to thwart me libidos?
Not unless you like them that way.
Look, Eddie, you don't understand. You see, dreams is a manifestation of the frustration that arises out of your ectoplasm, see? That is, when you are out of conscientiousness. Are you with me, Eddie?
Well, yeah, I'm just as confused as you are.
I see that you have very little knowledge of psychiatry. Do you ever have recurrent dreams that happen often?
Yeah. Yeah, I often dream that one of your plays is opening, see, and there's thousands of people there. You standing under the marquee of the theater smiling, when suddenly the marquee falls and hits you on the head.
Eddie, that ain't a dream. That's a horrible nightmare.
I don't know. I wake up smiling.
What's the use of trying to explain psychiatry to you? Look. The human brain is divided into two apartments, see? Upstairs is your consciousness. Out of that, your hair grows. Now, downstairs, or as it is metaphysically described, the parlor floor, that is the unconsciousness once from which you dream. Now, leave us take the unconscious.
Oh,
Finnegan, Finnegan, do you ever dream?
Oh, boy, do I, dear. I love to dream.
You love to dream, huh?
Yeah, breaks up the monotony of sleeping.
Well, Finnegan, do you have any special dreams that you dream all the time?
Oh, yeah.
What is it, Finnegan?
Well, dear, I'd rather not say.
Go on, tell me, Finnegan.
Well, dear, okay, I dream that I'm a butterfly.
A butterfly? Very interesting. The wing fetish, eh? Tell me, Finnegan, what do you do when you're a butterfly?
Mostly I sit on flowers.
I see. The narcissist's libido. Finnegan, are you happy when you're dreaming you're a butterfly?
Oh, extremely, Arch, extremely. Except for one thing.
What?
Arch, are there girl butterflies?
Of course, Finnegan. They are what are known as Madam Butterfly. Your dream is very simple to interpretate. You have a suppressed frustration to be an aviator.
An aviator? Arch, I'd be scared stiff up there.
Well, why? When you're a butterfly flying around, you ain't scared.
Yes, I am, Arch. That's why I'm sitting on the flowers.
What's the use of psychologizing you? Let me get back to me play.
That crummy play.
Now, listen, Mr. Georgine Nation. How can you criticize a play that you ain't even read?
Look, Mr. Noel Coward, when there's corned beef and cabbage on the stove, I don't have to look in the pot to know what's cooking.
Eddie, if I paid any attention to you, I would still be the bum that I am. But I got bigger ambitions.
Hi, Arch.
Oh, hello, Crackpot.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, Eddie here is trying to frustrate me. Gertrude Lawrence dreamed me to write a play, see? So I wrote it.
Well, you was right, Arch. If you didn't, you would be pent up.
Yeah, huh?
Certainly. I once had a cellmate up in Sing Sing. The guy had a dream that he escaped. So I says to him, follow your dream. Hop the wall. But he wouldn't.
So what happened?
He's still pent up. And he'll be pent up for 5 more years.
Well, thanks for the encouragement, Crackpot. You seem to know a lot about psychiatry. you're a regular Siegfried Freud.
Well, in my business, you learn it, Arch. The first thing that happens when you're a guest at Sing Sing is they psychoanalyze you. It's part of the service.
Oh. Well, why do they do that? They know you're a crook, don't they?
Please, Arch. Psychiatrically speaking, a crook like me is not a crook. I am ill.
Hey, Arch, what does she mean, Pete is ill?
Well, he means like where another guy might have hardening in his arteries, Crackpot has larceny in his heart.
Well, not quite, Arch. You see, the psychiatrist found out that I inherited my criminal tendencies from my father, who had a tendency to be quite a criminal.
Well, where did your father get this tendency?
Oh, he got it from his environment.
Oh, what was wrong with his environment?
He was in jail all the time.
Oh, hiya, Benny. Did you hear about the play that I wrote?
Well, Archie, I've heard about your plays, and from what I hear, they'd be much more useful as practice targets.
Everybody's a critic. Please stick to your singing, Miss Minuta. Somebody ought to remind that dame there's a fat shortage, too.
Don't let it get you down if the plans that you've made go up in smoke. And each dream that you dream seems like a joke. Don't let misfortune make you frown. There's a great day coming, manana, with a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody, we're told, will be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums, manana. There'll be beer and pretzels, manana. There'll be strawberries floating in cream. We'll be singing a strain of a happy refrain, for we're launching a rainbow, manana. There'll be high times, high in the sky times. Come, you mourners, and pick your plums. There's a great day coming, manana, and manana's sure to come. If this troubled world around you brings a sigh and makes you wonder what and when and why, forget your fears and keep your chin up high. Remember, we're lucky to be here in the land of the free. Come. great day coming, manana, and manana's sure to come.
Get on with this play now. Lady Algernon, that's the Gertrude Lawrence part. She says, pip, pip, and chitty, old bean. I'm off to Derbyshire for a wicket of cricket. Then she goes into a song. She sings, oh, you can't play wickets with rickets. It ain't crickets. What else you got, tickets? Eddie, sometimes my cleverness frightens me.
And brother, you got something to be frightened of.
Thank you, Eddie. You know, this play will tendency to show the whole cavalcade of me talents. First, I use me talent for writing. Then I add a soupçon of me singing, a spice of composing, a goodly portion of acting.
Mama, I followed your recipe, but look what come out.
Look, Eddie, wait a minute. Here she comes now.
Who?
Gertrude Lawrence. This name's a high-class name. I've got to be presentable. Is me hat on straight? Well, Gertrude Lawrence. As one American to a fellow Britisher, it gives me great pleasure to reach me hands across the sea.
Uh-huh, a little sea wouldn't do those hands any harm.
That sunburn. This is your first visit to the place, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it everyone?
I'll give her one more chance. Miss Lawrence, a cozy little establishment we have here, huh?
Yeah, I'm glad I came.
Oh, thank you.
I always wondered what was underneath Lower Basin Street.
The lucky thing England is our ally, I punched this dame right in the nose. By the way, I understand that we have a mutual friend in common.
Oh, really? Who?
Noel.
Noel who?
What other Noel do you know?
Well, Noel, tell ya. Oh, yes. So, you're a friend of Noel Coward, huh?
Oh, certainly. Why, we're presumed pals. Yes. Yes, Noel and me is together all the time.
Oh, you are together all the time, huh? Noel's in England.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
What? Where is Winston Churchill?
He's in England.
Where's President Roosevelt?
In Washington.
Touché? Oh, by the way, pardon me, rude identity. You must be simply famishing. Would you care for a spot of tea?
Oh, well, thank you, Archie.
Eddie, a cup of tea for Miss Lawrence.
I'm sorry, the tea bag's in use.
Who's got it?
Moriarty.
Well, what's taking him so long?
The bag fell in the cup. He's waiting for it to cool so he can go in after it.
Well, in that case, would you care to wait, Miss Lawrence?
Oh, never mind. I'll take coffee.
Eddie, a cup of coffee for Miss Lawrence.
Coffee ain't ready yet. I just put that on the fire.
Oh, well, leave me know when it starts to pick.
Hey, this coffee ain't strong enough to drip.
Oh, could I help you? Oh. So, how you do?
May I present Mr. Clifton Finnegan, Mr. Finnegan, Miss Lawrence. Miss Lawrence, Mr. Finnegan, Mr. Finnegan.
How do you do? How do you do?
Please, Miss Lawrence, I'll tell you when.
Oh, I know.
Mr. Finnegan, Miss Lawrence, Clifton Gertrude.
Oh, for heaven's sake, how do you do?
Very well, if you don't care for a formal introduction. The woman is a positive bore.
Gertrude, I'm very fond of that name. My father's name happens to be Gertrude.
Talking about? You're nuts. Your father's name is Arthur.
Yeah, but he insists on being called Gertrude.
Why? Why is that?
Because my mother's name is Arthur and it confuses him. Anyways, I'm pleased to meet you, Gertrude.
I'm pleased to meet you too, Clifford.
Hey, she sounds just like my mother. Hey, Gertrude, do you mind if I call you Arthur?
No, I don't mind at all, as long as you don't call me Mother.
Miss Lawrence, don't mind Finnegan. You see, he is a man with his own little world, and he's out of it. Anyway, Gertie, to get to the point, I have wrote a play for you and me.
Oh, you have?
Of course. Don't you remember coming to me in my dreams and asking me?
What?
For the past 3 nights, you have appeared in me dreams.
Holy smokes. Where will that agent of mine book me next?
Look, it's a great play, Gertie, and you play the title role.
Uh-huh. What's the title?
Getting Archie's Garden.
I see. Now, I suppose I get all the snappers.
Well, look, why don't you run through it with me once and see how it sounds? You'll swear that you're back with Noel. Well, Gertie, did you look over the play?
Yeah, actually, I did. I see it has a song in it. Who wrote that?
Who wrote the song?
Mm-hmm.
Only the author of Leave Us Face It.
Oh, Lord, that moron.
Miss Lawrence, it may embarrass you to learn that that moron is me. Anyway, leave us get on with the play. Now, you see, the scene is the curtain rises. I am sitting in me flat in London in me velvet smoking pajamas. Anyways, there I'm sitting, Sir Archibald Archie, wealthy English barrister, a playboy, and all-around cad. Music, Pete. Meadows! Brunt!
Right!
Meadows, I'm expecting Lady Algernon. Will you lay out my tuxedo?
White tail or black tail?
White tonight.
Very good, my lord. Shirt?
Stiff upper front.
Collar?
Wing.
Tie?
Black.
Socks?
By all means. Also, I'll be wanting me monocle.
For which eye, sir?
The left.
Right.
We'll have it your way, Meadows. that must be Lady Algernon now. This is going to be difficult.
Sir Archie.
Lady Algy, you're late. It's almost after.
I know. I'm sorry, I was delayed.
Careless of you. You should have took a pram. Of course, you suspect why I asked you to pop over.
Yes, I was afraid of that. You mean if...
Yes, I'm afraid it's...
Well, then, this is it.
This is it.
The end, eh?
The bitter.
Yes, I sensed it last night on the balcony.
You did, eh? How did you sense it?
Oh, I don't know. There was something about the way you pushed me over the rail.
Oh, I say, I'm dreadfully sorry about that. Did you get hurted?
No, I fell on Mother.
Say, that was a bit of luck. That old blip, isn't she? Well,
I suppose there's no chance of...
Going back?
Yes.
Lady Algy, please, let's shan't have a scene, shan't we?
No, darling, we shan't.
Good. Leave us be civilized about it. Cigarette?
Think.
Mm. Champagne?
Oh, but definitely.
Meadows. Wait, Meadows. After all, I suppose this is an occasion. Make it the dollar bottle. memories.
Yes, it's all been frightful fun, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been. Ripping.
Do you remember those days at Brighton?
Ah, Brighton. And Cooney, too. Oh, come now, don't cry. Stiff up a plate, old girl. Come, sit next to me here at the harpsichord.
My sweet.
You remember?
Our song. I'm so terribly, terribly fond of you. Here in our little rendezvous. I find you so simply, plainly devastating.
Your hair is like a bunch of jewels. Your eyes are too deep, Liverpool. But now it seems that we are separating things.
Ah, this is it.
This is it.
At Westminster's Abbey, they know out of there. Has pent up and went up, it's nothing but air. Oh, how can I find them in Piccadilly Choir? This is
it. This is it. This is it. Please dry out your tears, I can't stand humidity. I'm tired of romance and Cupid's cupidity. Me feelings for you is just frigid tididity. This is it.
Leave go my heart, you're passionate. So dispassionate, don't ration it. Be compassionate. Remember our first dinner with a hash in it.
Who knew our love would bust up, get mussed up, all rust up, all fussed up, since that first kiss on the omnibus top.
This is it.
This is it.
I'm sure I'll forget you. It was all just a lark.
You'll marry some broker. Or perhaps just a clerk.
Toodaloo, my little darling.
Don't think me just a jerk.
Oh, this is it.
Wonderful, Miss Laura.
Oh, thank you, Penny Gertrude. You were simply marvelous.
Oh,
it, sweetheart.
You were nice.
Oh, thank you.
Simply superb. You are wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Eddie, I'm afraid this play will have to be recasted. I think I have to get somebody who ain't quite so good for this part. Now, let's see. Who is there that can't act as good as me?
My dear little son.
Oh, we'll find somebody. Oh, just a minute. Hello? Oh, Fred Allen. You coming down here next week, Fred? Well, swell. Hey, wait a minute. That's what it is. You know something funny, Fred? For the last 3 nights, Portland Hopper has been coming to me in a dream. Yeah, and she says to me...
Before we leave Duffy's, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. The plat is spinning, the needle comes down, it's music.
This broadcast is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.